Good evening and welcome to WDIY and the program on every Main Street. This program takes a deeper look into the greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce and all of its affiliates. We're happy to have Wesley Morris with Saucon Valley Massage Therapy. Wesley, how are you today?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
So this must be an interesting time for you, being a massage therapist. First of all, let us know, where are you?
We are located in Hellertown. We're called Saucon Valley Massage Therapy.
And you're open?
We are open as of June 26th.
So how do you get through something like this, this pandemic, when you have a service that requires you to be in a room with somebody? What happens? What do you think?
Initially, I believe it was March 17th when we got the orders from Governor Wolf to shut down immediately. And what happens is you go through a whirlwind of emotions.
I bet.
Fear, anxiety, panic, you know, what's going to happen. And the first thing as a business owner that I had to do was I had to control my personal emotions. And then the second thing I had to do was let my team know that everything was going to be okay. And then, you know, just kind of go through the process of waiting, finding out as much information as possible, and waiting for the green light to open back up.
So does your team call you constantly saying, boss, when can we go back to work?
Well, what I did was I implemented a weekly Zoom call where we got together, and, you know, we just kept that camaraderie as a business. It's one thing to go through a shutdown or a national pandemic that alters your livelihood, but it's another thing to go through it alone. So we did it together, and, you know, we just supported each other. And
how do you give a safe massage now? How do you work with a person if they come in and say, you know, my back hurts?
We follow the CDC guidelines, temperature checks, taking all the precautions. Masks are worn when inside the building. People are required to sanitize their hands immediately when they walk in. There's never more than one person in the waiting room at a time. And we now allocate 30 minutes versus 15 minutes in between appointments to properly sanitize all the equipment that's used.
How do you do that?
Cleaning supplies, Clorox wipes, 60% isopropyl alcohol. I have invested in vinyl tabletops so that nothing is fabric. Everything can be wiped down sufficiently with disinfectants in between clients.
So this cost you more money to do what you normally do?
It has. It has. It's more of an investment, but as a business owner, I look at the long haul. So I don't look just in terms of the next 3 to 6 months. I look in terms of the next 3 to 5 years. And, you know, sometimes in baseball, you're just trying to get on base.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a good analogy. So when you are with a client, you must be hearing some interesting stories.
I am. Yes, I am. You know, the general consensus that, to be transparent, the general consensus that I am receiving is that, you know, people aren't as uncomfortable with getting massage as they were, let's say, 3 to 5 months ago.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I mean, if you look at the data in Northampton County, our numbers are down significantly, dramatically. So therefore, you know, I believe that the paranoia has, or the uneasiness has settled or subsided dramatically.
What have you learned from this? What do you reflect on? I mean, it's not over, but what advice do you have?
Well, I mean, you know, what I did during the 3.5 months that we were shut down and not allowed to operate was I renovated. I renovated the inside of my space. I learned that in business, it's important to, save up for a rainy day and to, you know, keep enough liquid on hand that you can weather whatever storm kind of comes your way. Now, this was a pretty big storm, but yeah. I took advantage of it by upgrading and updating the inside of my space. And that in return has added more value to the customer and just enhanced the overall experience at Saucon Valley Massage.
So tell us about Saucon Valley Massage. What type of treatment do you give your clients?
You know, we really put a really high emphasis on customer experience and quality massage therapy. And we do that by developing a relationship with our customers and really getting to know what they need and provide that from a therapist standpoint. And we just are continually striving to get a little bit better every single day.
How many therapists do you have?
Currently six.
Do they each have their own clientele, or are they accepting new clientele? What can you tell us about if somebody wants to become a client?
Well, I mean, you know, one of the things that I have implemented in our culture is that there's no superstars at Saucon Valley Massage. And I have hired in a way that you can walk through the door and you're getting the best massage that we could possibly give by any of our service providers, doesn't matter who you go. So to answer your question of, do they have their own clients? No, Saucon Valley Massage clients, they can go to anybody.
This is a chamber show on every main street. What types of things does the chamber help you out with?
The chamber, specifically Jess O'Donnell, has been absolutely phenomenal throughout this entire thing. They have kept in contact with me, and in the beginning of this, I wasn't even a chamber member. I was just an affiliate of Jess O'Donnell, and I have received a $500 grant from the Chamber of Commerce in the beginning of this thing. And then the Chamber also partnered with Northampton County to make sure that the second round of grants went to the people that needed them, which I have received a grant through that process as well. They have just been tremendous.
How important have these grants been?
Oh, significant. Significantly. When you have no revenue coming in for 3.5 months, and it took 3.5 months to receive unemployment, any sort of financial benefits were greatly appreciated.
I'll bet. I think we can all say that. Wes Morris from Saucon Valley Massage Therapy. Once again, Wes, why don't you remind us where you're located?
Saucon Valley Massage Therapy, located at 628 Main Street in Hellertown. It's a family-owned business. I took over the business about 3.5 years ago from my mother, who had it for years and years before me. We have been the official massage therapist for the Philadelphia Eagles. We have Olympic caliber athletes that we see, and we have clients all across the board.
And your website for an appointment?
SauconValleyMassage.com.
Wes, great to talk with you, and welcome back to business.
Hey, I appreciate it, Greg. Thanks a lot.
You're listening to On Every Main Street on WDIY 88.1.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or WDIY.org.
You're listening to On Every Main Street on WDIY 88.1. With Andy Lee of Braveheart Highland Pub in Hellertown. Andy, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Welcome back to business. As you know, this is On Every Main Street. We're talking about businesses, how they initially dealt with the pandemic and where they are right now. Andy, what happened when, let's say, middle of March?
Yeah, actually, couldn't have happened at a worse time for us. I mean, Braveheart, our biggest day of the year is St. Paddy's Day.
Sure.
So we were told to shut down on March 15th.
Ouch.
And, so we had already bought all our product, bought all of our beverages, and we basically lost all of that simply because we couldn't open. So it was a tough time for us. We normally do in one day what we do in a week on St. Paddy's Day. So it wasn't a good start to this whole pandemic thing for us, for sure.
How many locations do you have?
I have one, have Braveheart, and then I had Taps Tavern as well, and on Route 378, Bethlehem, and we closed that permanently. And that was also a bad time. And March Madness was right around the corner. We had a lot of things ready to go, and for that place was much more of a sports-oriented bar, restaurant, and so we closed that March 15th, and we never reopened.
And I can tell you the folks from the Bethlehem Rotary Club felt that one.
Yes. Yeah, it was a regular place for them.
That's the place where we welcome new members and have a chat about things other than Rotary and get to know each other better. So
we're
sorry to see that happen, but you've still got Braveheart, Highland Pub. So people know, what is your address?
Our Braveheart's at 430 Main Street in Hellertown. We've been there for, I bought that building, it'll be 14 years in November, actually. So that's been and I own that building. So that was one of the major differences between both places. I didn't own the restaurant at Taps.
So this hits and you close down, right?
Yes.
And how long are you closed for?
You mean at Taps? Permanent.
Yeah, but at Braveheart.
Braveheart, now we're reopened. I mean, we're limited capacity. We can only do 25% inside. Just the governor just passed a new ordinance yesterday that by September 21st we can go to 50%. But there's a lot of vague things in that passing of that. So there's still a lot of unknowns. But, yeah, we've been opened. I mean, we reopened after we were shut down early in March. We could do takeout from March to middle of May, latter part of May, and then we could do outdoor dining from May. And then in July, they allowed us indoor dining, but it was limited capacity, and then they shut it back down to 25%. So
how do you adapt outdoor dining? How do you do this?
Well, in my case, I ended up adding I put a $50,000 covered deck on, which would allow us to accommodate to about 30 people on that deck. So we built that deck in 11 days just to try to accommodate. And I was pretty much aware that the first thing they were going to do is make us go outdoors. And we had some outdoors dining, but not enough. So that's fortunately been a godsend for us. It's paid off in dividends right now. So our biggest fear, like most restaurants, is what's going to happen when the cold weather comes. Because, you know, if we're not allowed to go to full capacity or even where people can sit and have a drink, it's going to get very challenging.
So I understand you practice safe measures as safe as you can be in this situation. Make our listeners feel comfortable about coming to Braveheart.
Well, I mean, obviously, there's certain criteria that we have to adhere to. So, obviously, the first thing is everybody's got to wear masks. When you enter the building, you got to wear masks. All my employees have to wear masks. We sanitize every table. Once you come to the table, before you get the table, when you leave the table, we don't leave any condiments on the table, anything of that nature, we don't leave there because we try to keep it as sterile as possible. We've got dividers that we'll put up at the bar if and when we're ready to go and do that. We have hand sanitizer machines in every bathroom. We have them at every corner and every step throughout the whole restaurant. So, we clean the building thoroughly every single night. I have a cleaner that comes in every morning. And so we do as much as we can. You know, our job is to try to mitigate the risk as much as we possibly can within the ability of what's out there for us to use. So, you know, we keep 6 feet apart, you know, the social distancing, all of that stuff. Fortunately, Braveheart has 3 levels, so we can put people upstairs, downstairs, and even above on the second floor to make sure people are adequately spaced, which a lot of places don't have that capability. So that's one of the features that we have that most other places wouldn't be able to have. So we can get 25 people upstairs on our second story. We can get at 50% capacity. We can get 60 people on the main floor, and we can get 25 down in our lowland pub. So theoretically, at that point, we could get over 100 people that would be adequately spaced, you wouldn't even see half the people.
So what I'm hearing is this is as safe as you can be.
Exactly. Exactly. That's our hope. And every one of my employees wears masks. They get their temperature gets checked every day they come in. We have to log it. If anybody's noticed that they're sick, they have to notify us right away. I mean, we're trying to do everything we possibly can do.
So, Andy, if I'm a new customer to Braveheart, what do you recommend?
Well, if you're into the Scottish fare, which if you're going to come to Braveheart, the first thing you should try is our Scottish sampler, which is a bridie, which is a pastry with beef inside. Then we've got a meat pie, which is another pastry. It looks like a hockey puck, all kind of, and it's got sausage inside. And then we have bangers, which is another sausage with mashed potatoes and peas. You will not be hungry if you eat that. I don't know many people that can eat the whole thing.
Being inside is certainly going to pose some different concerns for people when they think about going out. And this is something about cold weather that we just have to learn to deal with. Do you think people will ultimately get comfortable with this?
I hope. I mean, you know, I think what I've tried to say to people, you know, I made my career in insurance long before I was in the restaurant business. And I mean, we all take risks every single day. I mean, you drive a car, you take a risk. You fly in a plane, you take a risk. You go to a baseball game, you sit in the stands, you take a risk. We have to, as individuals, decide what type of risk we're willing to take and at what level which we're going to take that risk. Again, my job is to try to mitigate it as much as possible. I don't think that we'll get back to 100% for quite a while, because there are certain people that just don't feel comfortable taking that risk, and that's their prerogative. The challenge for us is just, again, make sure we mitigate it. But, you know, every business is our business, the hospitality business, is struggling immensely throughout this whole time, which I think has been one of the frustrating things for us. You know, you can go to a Home Depot where they get more people on a weekend than we get in a month, and their policies and procedures are nothing like what we're being forced to take. And we're being scrutinized as if we were the main culprit for this spread, which has been very disheartening. And I mean, other states are being way ahead of Pennsylvania when it comes to this. I mean, I'm from New England originally. Rhode Island's at 75% capacity. You can sit at a bar. Connecticut's at 50%. You can sit at a bar. I mean, they've been that way for over 2.5 months. So we're finally getting to 50. And there's still a lot of unanswered questions what we can do. So I think people are going to have to make that opinion for themselves.
Andy, if people feel comfortable, and I'm sure that people are feeling much more comfortable about going out, they should try Braveheart Highland Pub, or if you're a fan, and they're open. And once again, why don't we wind up with, give us the address, and if somebody wants to check out your offerings, you have a website. Why don't you give us some information there?
Yeah, so it's Braveheart Highland Pub, located at 430 Main Street, Hellertown, PA. And you can go to BraveheartHighlandPub.com, and you can check out our website. And everything is on the website, our menu, our pricing, so on and so forth.
Good luck, Andy. We'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you for the call.
You bet. You're listening to On Every Main Street on WDIY 88.1.
Are you interested in inspiring and informing future generations through WDIY's programming? A gift through your will, retirement plan, or estate plan is a wonderful legacy to leave to those that will need a trusted place to hear what's going on in the world. For information about naming WDIY as a beneficiary, please call 610-694-8100 or visit wdiy.org/legacy.
Welcome to Ricky Gower with BB&T, now Truist Bank. Ricky, first of all, just an overview. How many branches do you have and where are you?
I am a retail area leader for our Delaware Valley, Lehigh Valley region, and I support 22 branches throughout the Lehigh Valley in Northampton County, Lehigh County, and also up into northeastern Pennsylvania, which is most of our branches in the greater Lehigh Valley area.
Ricky, COVID-19 has posed some very interesting situations for bankers like you, especially those who know the retail sector. How you doing?
We're doing well. It's been a very interesting almost last 6 months right now. And, you know, I think that our leadership at the regional level, at the local level, and also at the company level has never steered away from keeping the safety of our teammates, the safety of our clients as number one priority. And so that has kind of been our guiding light over these last 6 months. And we found a lot of ways to continue to do business, to continue to help our clients, you know, in many alternative methods. And we've been doing really well by doing so.
Take me back 6 months. It's the middle of March. Everything's getting closed down. How do you get your team together, and what do you do? How do you start a process that you've never gone through?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we felt like we've been flying the airplane as we're building it along the way. And so, you know, I think that the key has been for us has been communication, leadership, you know, throughout our team. On a daily basis, you know, if we turn the clock back, like you said, into March, we've put a lot of processes and procedures in place to be able to continue. We've operated all along as being an essential business, and so we've communicated a lot. We've put a lot of protocol in place to continue to do what we need to do to be there for our clients. Technology has been huge. We've been forced. And our clients and our communities have been forced to rely so much on technology now more than ever. And it's really, I think, opened the eyes of many of us and many of our community that we can continue to do things and help our clients through many avenues of technology.
The PPP loans. Almost everybody who's in business applied for one of these. How do you deal with the volume?
You know, that's been an amazing process, Greg. You know, I've been very closely involved, you know, at least for the first, you know, in the beginning of April through probably early summer. BB&T, now Truist, we've been one of the top PPP lenders in the country in terms of volume of dollars and PPP loans that we've made, in terms of the amount of businesses that we've been able to help, and jobs that we've been able to save, and quite frankly, families that we've been able to help. It was a huge, humongous undertaking. Just like I mentioned earlier about everyone learning along the way and, you know, being flexible, we've been learning along the way, and as things have changed so many times throughout the process. But I go back to, you know, the communication piece internally, the expertise that we've had on our teammates at all levels of the company, carrying that communication to our clients. And, you know, we've really done a great job overall in helping so many throughout the Lehigh Valley.
What is there about banking during a pandemic that we might think about as your average radio listener?
What is it about banking that, I'm sorry, Greg, can you please mention,
sure,
say that again?
Sure. What is there about banking and your job and the jobs of you and your team members that we might not think about? Because we go to the bank, we give you our money, we give you a check, and we write checks, and we invest, you know, in your services. What is there that, what, put it this way, what have you learned?
I think we've learned a lot. We've learned that we can be extremely flexible. We can adapt at a moment's notice. We've learned that our the level of teamwork that we've exhibited probably in my career, which is about, you know, almost 18 years, I've never seen the level of commitment and teamwork that has been exhibited by our team over these last 6 months, and all in the spirit of being there for our clients, helping our clients along the way, because client needs have not changed throughout these last 6 months. They're, you know, our clients still need a variety of services and products that we have to offer, and we've continued to be able to offer them throughout these last 6 months, probably even in a better way than we've ever have in the past. And so we've learned the necessity and the benefits of technology, and we've learned on what it means to pivot or to make edits at a moment's notice.
Do you have before and after conversations? For example, when a vaccine arrives, we can do this, talk about life after the, you know, banking life after the pandemic?
Life after the pandemic, I mean, I think that, like I mentioned earlier, I think we've proved to ourselves that we can do a lot of things virtually. And I know that that doesn't take the place of face-to-face contact. And I do believe that eventually, you know, that we'll resume banking as it was pre-COVID. I personally believe that. You know, when, that's a tough question to answer at this moment.
But you do envision a day when we can go back into the lobby of a bank?
Absolutely. And you know, right now, at the present time, we are letting clients in our lobbies. It's a controlled access. You know, we started the process back in June where we allowed one client in the branch at a time by appointment only. Now we are functioning in an environment where we're allowing a one-to-one ratio. So if we have, you know, let's say five teammates inside a branch, we can allow five clients in the branch with controlled access. But, you know, our plans within the company at, you know, do allow and at some point for us to resume normal operating.
Ricky, anything else you'd like us to know about BB&T Truist website? How do we get up to date on what's going on?
A lot of our updates are on our bbt.com website or truist.com. And, you know, one of the things, you know, with Truist and our merger of equals that we are in the midst of right now is, you know, this pandemic has been an unbelievable springboard to the brand of Truist and our new our culture. No one could have scripted, obviously no one could have scripted the last 6 months, and no one planned for it and no one expected it, but there's been a lot of silver linings out there, and you know, one of them is the Truist brand and our capabilities, that what we're able to do and what we will be able to do as a new company as we move forward. I think both organizations, BB&T and SunTrust, are high-quality financial institutions, but I think it will only be better together as Truist. Our capabilities, what we can do, how we can do it, the speed at which we can do it, the technology level will be second to none.
Good note to end on, Ricky. Ricky Gower with BB&T, now Truist, open for business. Thank you very much, Ricky.
Greg, thanks so much.
Up next on WDIY 88.1 FM, news headlines from NPR, followed by our Monday night folk program, Folk Classics.